Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Every time you see a headline in a newspaper or on a network news show about someone who's been exonerated after spending a long time in prison, it often makes us wonder what that must be like to sit behind bars for sometimes decades, not watching your children grow up, life passing you by for a crime that you did not commit. And it turns out there are more of those people sitting in prison than we ever thought as we get more and more people exonerated, not just by DNA evidence, by other evidence as well. One of those people is with us this morning is Chris Scott. He's an exonerated former prisoner from Dallas, Texas. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, ma'am. Thanks for having me on your show.
I understand that yesterday you were in the courtroom when Cornelius Dupree Jr. was released. Cornelius Dupree served 30 years for rape and robbery charges. And he was just released and exonerated because of DNA evidence. And you were there when that happened.
Yes, I was, ma'am.
Can you explain what that moment was like for you? It must have felt like deja vu to a certain extent to the moment when you were freed.
Yeah, it did. I sit in that same seat next to the DA and everything, with Mike Rutter and everybody that he had at his exoneration. And the same look that he had on his face, I had on mine, the joy, the fulfillment of completion. Your journey was completed because, your time in prison is now over. And so now you get to get on with your life and live the life that you were living before you went to prison.
With us also is District Attorney Craig Watkins. He joins us from his home in Dallas, Texas. Craig, you were involved in Chris Scott's exoneration. You've been involved in a number of exonerations there in Texas. How many have you worked on?
Since 2001, we've had roughly 25 individuals exonerated for crimes they didn't commit. I believe since I've been a district attorney, we have exonerated roughly 18 people.
Would you call this your private campaign, your personal campaign?
No, I wouldn't call it my personal campaign. I just think it's the reality, and I truly believe that the responsibility falls to the district attorneys to look at this issue and make sure it's fixed. The Innocence Project, they have their place, but at the end of the day, it's really left up to the DAs to really get behind this issue and push it and make sure that we are no longer having individuals convicted for crimes they didn't commit.
Well, what goes wrong? Anytime this happens, I always ask myself, how could this happen? Where is the problem in our justice system that keeps someone in prison for decades for something they didn't do?
Well, I think there are several issues that we have to deal with. I guess one of the first issues we have to deal with is just the culture of prosecution, where it's less about justice and more about convictions. We have to change that. Additionally, we have had techniques used that tend to lend itself to these individuals being convicted that shouldn't be, and we have to be honest about those techniques and change them. And then even after a person is convicted, I believe the appellate process may have to be revised somewhat, and it gives the opportunity to legitimate claims of freedom to those individuals.
I want to play a comment that Cornelius Dupree Jr., that's the man who was freed yesterday, he was exonerated of rape and robbery charges by DNA evidence after spending 30 years in prison. Here he is speaking to reporters yesterday.
I just want to say that I feel that words really won't make up for what I've lost. I lost both my parents. I just feel that, the system needs to be fixed by whatever means that, so that it just won't happen to anyone else.
And Chris Scott, I hope you can kind of shed some light on what he's talking about there, about what he has lost. First of all, you were in prison for how long?
13 years, ma'am.
And during that time, life is moving on without you. And when you come out, as I understand, many exonerated men come out and have nothing. It's very difficult to find a job, and the system leaves you with nothing to build a new life on. Is that what happened to you?
Yes, basically it did when I got out. You know, like you said, you know, it's a lot of love when you lose, when you spend a substantial amount of time in prison. And, you know, getting out, you know, dealing with that and just trying to get on with your life is kind of hard. But, you know, you can't be angry about the situation. You just got to put that behind you and move forward. And that's what I'm glad, you know, all exonerees come together once a month and get together, and we talk about things like that by getting our life going forward and moving on and helping each other and being there for each other when we get out. That's why we were there yesterday for Cornelius, because we done been in that position. We done been through that situation. So we know what he's feeling and we know what he's going through, and we basically know what he needs, because can't nobody really express how we feel but the one that done been in a position like that.
Well, let me ask you, Craig Watkins, a district attorney there in Dallas. It seems to me there's two parts of the system that need to be tinkered with, and one would be, of course, trying to prevent this from happening. But the other is there's many states that don't offer any kind of reparations, and they don't compensate people who are exonerated, who are held in prison wrongfully.
No, that's true. Fortunately, Texas, we have one of the best wrongful conviction compensation packages in the country. And so, you know, I think when a person's freedom has been taken wrongfully by the government, then that person should be made whole to some extent. And at this point, the only way you can do that is to provide a compensation package for the individual. And hopefully, as more and more DAs come online with looking at these issues, they can convince the lawmakers in their state to put a compensation package in place.
Well, you were talking about the fact that some prosecutors are more interested in convictions than justice. So do you think the system is set up right now where a prosecutor can get both of those things, high rate of conviction and justice?
Obviously, we have accomplished that here in Dallas County. Our conviction rate is almost 99%, almost 100%, and couple that with the fact that we actively pursue claims of innocence. It bodes well for us. It gives us credibility with the citizens that we are elected to represent. And so when we are in the courtroom and we have citizens from across the county making up the jury pool, they tend to believe what we say because they see both sides. And so I think it's an issue that any prosecutor who really thinks about it, who has to get elected, will look at it from the standpoint of I can prove that convictions, you know, that I can give the county a very high conviction rate and also have justice in place and free the innocent. And what more could you ask for from your district attorney?
Craig Watkins, a district attorney from Dallas, and Chris Scott, a former prisoner who was wrongfully incarcerated for murder also in Dallas. Thank you so much for joining us. If you have a story of your own about exoneration or wrongful conviction, give us a call, of course, at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post it at thetakeaway.org.